I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The San Bernardino Sheriff's Rodeo takes place September 26th through the 28th, representing not only a memorable experience for participants in the community, but also strengthening the relationship between law enforcement and the community. Here to tell us about the San Bernardino Sheriff's Rodeo is San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus. Thank you for joining me.
My pleasure, Pepper. Thank you for having us.
Sheriff, start by telling us what makes the San Bernardino County PRCA Rodeo unique compared to other rodeos in the region?
Well, Pepper, it's kind of interesting in that the PRCA Rodeo is a sanctioned event by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. But to realize that we do this with labor from the Sheriff's Department, our Board of Supervisors, and put this entire rodeo together all for the benefit of charity. Most rodeo committees are for profit. We do this for benefiting youth charities across the county.
How has the rodeo grown or evolved since it first began?
Well, it's grown exponentially, and we'll talk about it just maybe in terms of media. Obviously, you've always covered it over the radio and talked about what the benefits of the rodeo are, but it's covered nationally now by the Cowboy Channel, so we've kind of made the big time. And we are the last professional rodeo event before the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. So you can imagine, if you're a cowboy or cowgirl trying to make it to the big show in Las Vegas, you have to come to our rodeo if you're number 15, 16 on below, because they only take the top 15 across the nation.
What does hosting the PRCA Rodeo mean for our local community and the economy?
Well, if you can imagine, I mean, we have a capacity of about 7,500. So when you think about all the friends and family that come out to see this, the hotels that they're at, the food from the vendors that's being purchased, the merchandise in our vendor area, I mean, it really brings a tremendous amount of money into the community. And I know on average, we reinvest in the community on average about $100,000 to $150,000, particularly in the youth charities.
What role does the department play behind the scenes to make this event a successful one?
Well, we roll out, we have an internal rodeo committee, and it's made up of volunteers, and it's also made up of my personnel. But if you really look at the rodeo grounds out there where we host this event, it's almost like building an entire city in 3 days. And then having your entire community come in and watch a professional event. So it's really great for us because you get to see not the normal interactions with law enforcement, but you get to see community members and our sheriff's deputies interact with each other like they've been longtime friends. And it's all in the spirit of the sport of rodeo.
The rodeo supports various local causes. Tell us more about where the proceeds go.
There's a number of places it goes really throughout the year. And when you take in total what the Sheriff's Department gives back to the community, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $250,000. Mm-hmm. But some of those that we talk about are the Golden Circle of Champions. So these are kids, particularly kids that have cancer and what their families are going through. We try to provide them with an intimate rodeo experience, not only at our rodeo, but also at the National Finals Rodeo. And it really is trying to take those families' minds off of what they're dealing with their children. I mean, you can imagine being a parent and you need those doctors and nurses to help you get through what you're dealing with your children. It's a big weight on them. So the Golden Circle of Champions is one of the main groups that we donate to. We also donate to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America. So while the rodeo is going on, we actually finance their entire jamboree, which is held at Glen Helen Park across the street. And then the Gift of Love is an amazing group of folks who take care of women that are at domestic violence shelters and are able to take care of a number of things for them. I mean, even provide a day really at the beauty parlor where you bring in salon folks and women who've had very difficult lives get to actually be pampered a little bit and taken care of. It's a wonderful event. Big Brothers and Big Sisters, they take care of a lot of at-risk kids. We bring them out, expose them to the equestrian lifestyle, expose them to what it means to take care of a horse. And it's amazing animals. You've seen this with dogs, of course, but horses and how they make that connection with those kids and Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We also fund different events where we continue, not just at the rodeo, but provide riding lessons and other things for those children. Lighthouse for the Blind, excellent organization. I'm on the board with them. We work with them regularly about what they're able to do for folks that suffer from blindness in our community. Tunnels to Towers. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, unfortunately, has recently had two law enforcement officers die in the line of duty. Tunnels to Towers stepped in both cases in those families and helped take care of mortgages and housing for those families. And you can imagine at the most difficult time where you lose somebody in your family as far as, you know, paying bills, you almost get re-victimized by these tragic incidents that happened. stepping in and financially being able to take care of them for the risk that they took as a family, having their loved one being in public safety or being a soldier in the military. We can't thank Tunnels to Towers enough. And then also 4-H and FFA programs. These kids that go out, raise animals, and are really in kind of that equestrian, Western lifestyle, supporting those kids. Agricultural jobs are a big thing that we don't expose kids to really anymore. We've lost metal shop, wood shop, and a lot of other things. And kids, both at-risk kids and kids that have all the support, exposing them to these types of careers is just something that seems to be necessary. There's a big need for it, number one, out there in the communities, but also just giving them something to wrap their heads around and something that they want to grow up and be. And we're proud to be part of all of that.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm speaking with San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus about the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Rodeo, which runs September 26th through the 28th. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event, and on each day, there's a different theme. Can you talk to us about those?
Sure. So as you said, we have a number of themes. For instance, we have what we call the Man Up event. It's really the rodeo participants and our rodeo committee. We wear special shirts, and it's really our stance against domestic violence. Also, we have another day is related to cancers, and we donate money to Loma Linda, for instance, and all the cowboys are also wearing specific shirts along with the rodeo committee that celebrate that. And then, of course, the last day being Sunday is generally supporting those in public safety, firefighters, police officers that are out there taking care of us all the time and really dedicating those individual days to things that affect us in our community.
How does the rodeo help build stronger connections between law enforcement and the community?
Well, I think it gets a chance for them to see that, hey, we're just regular people. We're all out enjoying a sport. And even if you aren't into horses or into rodeo, number one, watching it is exciting. It's a sporting event. But when you think about it, you get out of the house. We have a kids zone that our union, SEBA, puts on. To get a place to go out where you know your kids are safe, having a good time, go out and get cotton candy, get popcorn, and just simply enjoy your life in a very relaxing event. That's probably the thing I'm the most proud to see that going on as we interact with the community.
What can attendees look forward to in terms of events, competitions, and entertainment this year?
Obviously, we're going to have the big ones. We have barrel racing. And if you've ever watched barrel racing, those cowgirls, they're amazing on how fast those horses move and how agile they are. We got the bronc riding, of course, both bareback and saddleback riding. And then bull riding, of course, everybody looks forward to that. But if you really want to have a lot of fun during the day, we also have mutton busting where the kids get a chance to get out there on the sheep and go out and see if they want to be a rodeo cowboy or cowgirl.
Are there any new attractions, special guests, or surprises planned for this year's rodeo?
So it's funny, this rodeo, there's always a surprise. And when I talked to you earlier about kind of the top 15 cowboys or cowgirls, what I've seen in the last couple of years, because we are the last event before the national finals, sometimes the number one and number two cowboy come in because they want to go into national finals number one, not number two. So getting some big names is something you can see there, you know, the Wright brothers and the people like that that are at the top of the sport of rodeo. But the other thing you're going to see is we invest a lot of time and energy into the rodeo grounds themselves. And we've done a lot of things trying to put some suites up, some different designs, and really making it a much more interactive experience with the people who visit.
Now, what is your favorite part of the rodeo experience? And why is it always the after rodeo dance party on Friday night that I host?
Well, you know, I like it all, but I think when we see, I kind of stand back, and I don't know, you can kind of call it like being a dad, standing back and looking at your family, but look at all the work that our folks do. I couldn't be more proud of them to bring this rodeo here. But to see it really come full circle where it's an actual event, everybody's having a good time out with their families, whether it's walking through the concourse or whether it's watching the event, it just makes me feel that this is what we're here for. This is what the sheriff is all about, is really bringing the community together, providing this event, and of course, what we do through the whole year, and that's protect them and make sure that all the folks really want to live what San Bernardino County says, and that's our vision, is to make this a wonderful place to live, work, and play, and we're demonstrating that.
Why do you personally believe it's important for the community to come out and support this event?
Because it does directly support children's charities and charities across the board. You know, a lot of people talk about my budget, for instance, and hey, what are we doing for the community? This is that direct link. And by coming out and supporting that, we do have the funds available to help those kids. And as I mentioned, Golden Circle of Champions, just being able to take some parents or family members or the kids themselves and forget your troubles and be able to go enjoy something that's truly meaningful, means the world to all of us. And I think that's why it's worthy to support the rodeo.
For those who have never attended, what would you say to encourage them to join us this year?
I would say if you want to come out and you have a good time, completely unexpected, you may not even understand the sport of rodeo when you get there. I've never seen somebody not come there and have a wonderful time. So expand your horizons a little bit, come out to the rodeo, get a chance to see what's going on. Even for the ladies that like to go shopping out there, I guarantee you, you're going to find that cowgirl outfit, that pair of boots, that purse, or whatever it is that you've been wanting. But come out and set up your cowboy or cowgirl uniform and have a great time.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about this too. There was a young member of the K-Frog family, Tristan, who was a big fan of the rodeo. Can you tell us about how you were honoring Tristan?
Sure. So Tristan was actually part of the Golden Circle of Champions. And one of the things I like to do when you're going to my favorite part, and I was able to do this with Tristan, was to go out and award them a rodeo belt buckle. And if you really think about a belt buckle in cowboy culture, you don't just have one of those given to you, you earned it. And Tristan was a young man who lived the cowboy creed, trying to help others, help your neighbor. And I've watched him at times where he was really severely suffering, but still managed to go out there and teach other kids how to rope. And he's the true essence of a cowboy, in my opinion.
Do we need to buy tickets for the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Rodeo in advance, or will they be available at the door?
They're available online. You just go to sheriffsrodeo.com and get your tickets. There will be some available at the gate also, but we encourage you trying to purchase them online prior to. They go fast, and we've been maxed out the last 2 years. So if you're interested in going, get those tickets and come on in, and we're looking forward to seeing you there.
Anything else you think we should know?
Just, I'm really appreciative of this community. I love being the sheriff in San Bernardino County. I couldn't imagine being the sheriff anywhere else, but it is really encapsulated in this event about how much as a community we work together and we look out for each other and look out for our most vulnerable citizens, and that's children.
The San Bernardino Sheriff's Rodeo takes place September 26th through the 28th. Tickets are on sale at sheriffsrodeo.com. Thank you so much for coming in to speak with us, Sheriff Shannon Dykus. We'll see you at the rodeo.
Will do. Let's saddle up, Pepper. I'll be there riding my horse, Max, and looking forward to seeing you there.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.